which would.
On the concrete.
Good morning. Pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our township monthly meeting. It's 9 a.m. September 14th. Do we have any public comment? If so, we'd like to limit it to 3 minutes, and you can come up to the mic and give us your name and address, please. Okay, not hearing any public comment, we'll move on. Approval of the meeting agenda. Is there any changes that need to be made? If not, I would entertain a motion to support.
I'll motion to approve as it is.
I'll motion to approve as it is, sorry.
Okay, do we have support?
Support.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll note that the board is complete. Consent agenda. Is there anything needs to be changed on that? Added, taken out? If not, I'd entertain a motion on that as well.
I move to approve the consent agenda as is, all the items.
Second.
Support. Any further discussion? We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Holtz?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert, yes.
Motion passes. Move on to sheriff and commissioner report. Let's see, I'm not seeing either one. We do have the list from the sheriff. We had 31 911 calls. And we had 6 general assists. We had a couple marine complaints. 5 marine stops. 3 medical alerts. 7 medical calls. 5 motorist assists. 3 paper service. 3 personal injury. 3 suspicious situation, and 9 traffic stops. 1 water rescue for a total of 99 incidents. We'll move on. Neither of the commissioners here, I guess. Go to the ambulance department. Mike, you got anything on that?
For last month, the calls to the village was 11, and for the township it was 8 for a total of 19. MMR is still having problems getting their reporting going. They've got a brand new system and during the conversion. So we had a total of 19 calls, and I'm assuming there's probably about 19 or 18 transports to the hospital.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for Mike? Okay, we'll move on. Chief Williamson.
Good morning, Ken Williamson, Fire Chief. For August, we were dispatched to 18 incidents. The run breakdown you have a copy of there. It's a little higher than our normal averages, but we had another August unusual weather event, which accounted for quite a few of those calls, and between those and EMS calls, that was the majority of our runs. So, our current staff is at 18. However, I am submitting a name for you today. Ryan Ferfinski joined us back in 2010, I believe, was with us for a few years, is certified, and has moved back to the area. So I'm submitting his name for membership with us again. We'll take us back up to 19. That's good. As far as training, we try to train with our mutual aid partners a couple times a year, and we did that with Milton Township last year over at the school. And I just did put a note in there with the new infrastructure that's in the ground over there, the water flow is over 100% improved. So that was good, putting some of the new water mains in the ground over there. And training was great with those guys. Our new decoders for the Knox boxes have been ordered, but according, like everything else with COVID, they are having trouble getting them, so we're still looking for those. Hopefully here this month sometime. Our new compressor is up and running. We got our bottles from Blair Township, and that's working great. And I'll submit a town report to the tribe as a thank you for the grant money that they gave us for that as well. Harbor Days went very well. Fireworks went very well. No issues there. We did have to have them reset the fireworks a little bit, and they weren't too happy about it, but we made it work. So I don't think anybody noticed. But so, and then October 10th we are going to have an open house over at the fire barn there. It's National Fire Prevention Week, and we're going to also combine that with to dedicate our memorial bench that's been sitting over there for about 9 months now. We've been trying to get this done for quite a while, but COVID has stopped us from large gatherings, but we think the time's good here to sneak that in, and so we're going to try to get that done on October 10th. And something new, we are going to try to have a class here this winter for Firefighter 1 and 2. It's a new format. It's partially a virtual class, so that most of the book work will be able to be done online, doing modules online, and then once a week they'll have to check into a Zoom meeting and review quizzes, and then approximately every other week they'll have to come down here for a Saturday or Sunday for the day, physically come down and practice the practical skills. So we're hoping that's attractive to some of the people who are pressed for time and younger, and attract some new people that way. That's our plan anyways. We have a few signed up already, actually. So that's all I have, really. We continue to work on getting the specifications for the new truck there.
Did you get the air compressor situation sorted out?
Yep, that's all. That's what I was alluding to there, yep. So.
Board, have any questions for Ken?
Do we need a motion to reinstate someone?
Okay. Yeah, we should. Is he up to speed on training, or do you have to send him through?
Well, he's certified, but we're mentoring him to reacquaint him with all the equipment, everything. Okay. He's coming and mentoring him with evolutions with the truck.
Okay.
So we're not going to throw him in an air pack and throw him in the building right away.
So I guess I'd like a motion to reinstate, if anyone.
I'll move to reinstate Ryan Forfinski into the fire department.
Support.
Okay. Do we have any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I think no further questions for Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
Move on to district library, Tom Stephenson.
Thank you, board, for seeing me today. I've been making the round trips, making the trip to all the different governmental units to update them on the current status of the library expansion project. So I'll make it quick and brief here for you. So our capital campaign is on hold with all the negative attention given to Elk Rapids. The campaign is finding it difficult to raise funding for the project. One idea that has been suggested is to form a committee, two from the board, two from the Friends, to investigate hiring a professional consultant this next round. The Friends have been rebuilding the board, and they've asked to give them time to regroup. So we're hopefully thinking we might be able to look at this as early as possible as November, but not looking good right now. The other 2 weeks ago, we sent out letters to all our donors informing them of the issues and allowing them the opportunity to ask for a refund. and we sent out over almost 450 letters, and to date, as of to date, we've only had 24 requests for refunds out of that for all the donors. So everybody's holding with the board right now. There's ongoing discussions. Of course, you realize there's ongoing discussions regarding the lease and the underlying land, but additional time is needed to resolve those outstanding issues, as you realize. So the board is committed to a comprehensive financial review of the capital campaigns and the Friends Library. We asked for that back in October, and we're hoping this week we're finally going to get that. With COVID and everything else going on, there's been a lot of delays, the attorneys and with the accountants with the delays, but hopefully by this week we'll have that. And the moment that report comes across to me, I will make that public. We will have a special meeting with the board, and we will make that public. COVID, of course, we know about COVID, and construction costs have risen substantially since our original vision of the library was crafted. These added costs have prompted us to reconsider the feasibility of our original scope of work. The project is over 5 years old now, and a lot has happened in that period that may have affected the needs of the community, especially with COVID. Project fatigue. We've lost a lot of good people that started this project. As of Thursday, we're down to only one original board member that started this project. And so so like I said, we had a lot of project fatigue, so we've had a lot of learning to do. The most important issue we have with this project is that we've not been able to focus the needs of the community, especially the children. So you've recently seen where we've kind of calmed down a little bit and spent more time focusing on the needs of the community. And then that does have a short report, if you'd like to hear it, about what we've been doing to focus, refocusing on the community and serving the needs, especially with COVID. And then that's my short report. And I've given this to both all as a courtesy to all the governmental units, just to give you a quick update of what's been going on. So
does the board have any questions for Tom? Tom, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but after the donation letters went out and you said, what do you have roughly left in your fund to move forward with?
We had a big loss of one donor. The big donor was $500,000. So now we're looking at about $750,000 in that fund right now.
Still in the fund for the library project.
Still in the fund for the library project, yes.
Good. Just to bring you up to speed a little bit, on Friday, myself and Dick Holtz met with the village manager, Brian, and discussed the land issue. And I informed him that we will be talking to him when we have information. We're working on it. We haven't ignored it. It's just taking a long time to create the old documents, go through all the old documents and actually try to find them all. And I think we'll have something in the near future, but we do want to get it resolved, and we're going to work with the village. They'll be the first to know mm-hmm. when we move forward, and we want to inform them, work with them on trying to get a solution to this issue. But as we stand right now, we're not really sure of really anything, and we will find out shortly, I hope.
I appreciate that. And
we want to talk to you about it as well, but we're not in a situation really where we have anything to talk about, because we just don't have any conclusive information.
I totally understand the situation you're in. So
thanks for being patient.
Yes, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you. Appreciate this.
Thanks a lot. Library appreciation. Excuse me.
Do you want to hear a report about what's going on at the
sure.
library, if you have a minute?
Sure.
Some people have already heard this. Some have heard it twice. But I'm going to do it again.
Okay. Well, you're rehearsed.
I am rehearsed. I almost memorized it. So after 15 months of being completely shut down, then we offered curbside service and then lobby service, and then you could come in by appointment. We finally fully opened on June 1st, and we have been able to stay open since then, at least so far. In the past 3 months, over 11,000 people visited the library and checked out almost 8,000 physical things. Our digital collections continue to see high usage, with more streaming audiobooks and e-magazines checked out than physical CDs or magazines. Our summer reading program was back this year, after not holding it last year, with 206 kids and 72 adults attending programs at Lakeland Elementary School, and 42 kids and 24 adults at Storytime on the Lawn with Miss Sue and Jackie. We gave away almost 240 books to kids. It ended with Kids Craft Day during Harbor Days. Despite the rain, we had over 200 people enjoy the crafts, face painting, bubbles, and library-licious ice cream. We really appreciate our friends of the library for their support of programs like these for the community. And they just did really well in their fundraiser this past weekend, so we have a lot of things to do with that. Looking ahead, due to the seemingly perpetual pandemic and the lack of space, we will be focusing primarily on virtual programming for the foreseeable future. Take and Make Crafts are returning this month, this week, in fact. We will video record preschool story time and post it on YouTube and continue with more how-to videos and any other good virtual programs we come across that we want to share. We haven't put anything new on our YouTube channel in months, yet it was viewed 2,096 times in August for over 185 hours. We have one video on there that's a cyanotype demonstration, which is an art thing, has over 15,000 views. We have purchased new long-range Wi-Fi access points, replacing the old end-of-service ones and adding a new access point. Wi-Fi is available all over the island. Would probably go further, but the trees. So, we purchased 6 new laptop computers, and we'll be putting them into service as soon as they're set up. We plan to retire the 4 desktop computers and remove the computer carrels, replacing them with some configuration of tables and chairs for people to use a laptop or tablet, either their own or one of ours. We are launching a new program this fall called TALK, T-A-L-K. It's an acronym for Text and Learn for Kindergarten. This is a free program for parents who will sign up and receive, I think, 2 texts a week with fun tips and ideas to help children on their path to literacy. For example, a parent would get a text that said, "The mail is full of fun learning opportunities. Look through a catalog or magazine with your tot. Can they find someone who looks happy, sad, excited?" This is, The second new program we are looking into is OneCard. This is a program that uses school IDs as library cards at the public library, so every child enrolled in Elk Rapids Public Schools will automatically have a library card. I'm very excited about this. Superintendent Julie Brown is excited about this, so we will be working together to make that happen. Any questions, comments, concerns?
No.
Here we go again. Okay. Actually, Ken Hicks was back this weekend. Flood Fighters was there yesterday, and we think everything is finally dry. So we think the leak may finally be fixed. And Ken is giving us prices. The staff really want to do the women's bathroom, new flooring and paint, if we're doing the men's, because that bathroom has taken a beating during this time of one restroom. So he was giving me a price to add on the women's painting and floor. So I'm hoping that in the next month or so, things are fixed. We still haven't heard about the electrician, though. I know they contacted one.
All the insurance transactions have taken place between
them. I'm unaware of any of anything going on with the insurance. I haven't heard from the adjuster or the agent in a while.
And everybody's been paying
as far as I know. Yeah, I haven't gotten any notices. So, thank you.
Nothing further. Thanks, Annette.
Thank you,
Dorrance. We might have an issue with Dick. Well, more than one, but there's only one microphone there. I should have put Dick down at this end where there's a microphone so that people can hear when you're talking.
Are you asking me to move?
I'm seeing if you would be more comfortable by a microphone on your own instead of sharing with Matt, but it is up to you guys, but please talk into the mic because I am recording.
Okay, I'll stay right here.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll move on. Township sewer. First piece of the township sewer discussion is the overgrowth maintenance existing. 2 years ago, we asked Performance to go in and spray for the brush and the grasses and everything else. And I guess, Brad, you might just give us a quick update on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the goal was just to kind of keep that vegetation under control.
Excuse me.
Okay.
I skipped. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to back up.
Sorry, Brad.
I forgot about the Library Appreciation Month resolution. We'll start over. We do need a motion on that.
Yeah, as the library representative, I'll move to a resolution number 2113, Michigan Library Association.
I'll support.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I would just say what that is
sure.
A resolution to declare October as it says, whereas Michigan Library Association annually designates the month of October as a statewide observance to celebrate the contributions of Michigan's libraries, librarians, and library staff. So this is a resolution approving declaring right. October as Library Appreciation Month in our township. I could read the whole thing if you want.
No.
Okay.
I think we've got a pretty good idea.
Yep. Since it's a resolution and roll call.
We can, yes. We'll do a roll call vote.
All right. So roll call to approve resolution 2021-13 for Library Appreciation Month. Soper?
Yes.
Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Halts?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yep. Thank you.
Sorry I overlooked that. When you got done, I skipped on you. We will move on now, and I'll let Brad take over. Or stop.
Very good. So, yeah, a number of years ago, we went through and we had Stewart excavating in there and clear a lot of the large overgrowth and tree growth. And then 2 years ago, we went through and we tried to do just general maintenance, herbicide, and keep the vegetation growth under control, ease of inspection and maintenance of that force main going cross-country to the plant. So just trying to stay on that schedule and see how it works out with every other year doing some spring and try to maintain vegetation control.
Does the board have any questions for Brad? Basically, we're just trying to keep the easement right away open so that it's accessible.
Is the number the 2225 for the current year application cost?
Yes. So last time we did that, even after the tree clearing is done, there still is a fair amount of just tree removal of just dead stuff that falls in. So there's still chainsaw work and tree removal. It's got to be done by hand. And then we can go ahead and spray it.
And you're subcontracting that out to some firm?
Yeah, so I'll do it along with the subcontractor, the performance. So the last time we've done it, we reached out to probably six local contractors and time or didn't have the capabilities to do herbicide application like that. So we ended up finding a local guy and sub with him and just go out there and do it through performance.
Okay.
So if there's any other further questions, if not, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve the work to be done for the overgrowth.
Do you have support?
Support.
Okay. Any further discussion? Probably better do a roll call. Mm-hmm. We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Szymanski?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Halts?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
Motion passes. I think you can get it done in the next couple of weeks, Brad. Is that the plan?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I've already talked to Jason, and yeah, we should be able to get out there possibly even this week. Yeah, see what the weather does.
Okay. Very good. We'll move on. The next item on the agenda involves a personal special assessment for the Karen Highway Sanitary Sewer Project. As I own property within the proposed district, And if the special assessment district is approved by the township board, the district will need to acquire an easement from me for a portion of the project. I have a potential conflict of interest. Therefore, I am recusing myself from vote on any resolution involving the proposed special assessment district. I will now turn over the meeting to Mike Szymanski, who will take the chairmanship.
Thank you, Dorrance. Sorry. Okay, first of all, it's the township has always required owners of the majority of the land area in a proposed special assessment district to support the district before the township board will do anything. Shelley, I understand we have petitions that have been submitted. Can you give us the results of those?
We have had petitions submitted, and names were checked against the tax rolls. Based on land mass, the total land mass for this district was 347 acres. 76.75% of the properties along there had signed a yes petition that they were interested in the sewer. The no petition had 71.86% signatures based on land mass, which turned out to be 20.71% against.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Zimmerman, does this satisfy the state?
Yes, as we've discussed during the informational meetings, the township's proceeding under what is known as Act 188, which authorizes the township to both construct, own, and operate a sewer collection system, and also, if it so chooses, to fund the construction of a portion of that collection system through a special assessment district. And there have been informational meetings regarding the size of the district and the parcels within it, and the township has asked performance to come up with cost estimates, which it has provided. So this is the first official step in the special assessment establishment process under Act 188. I may have mentioned this at the last informational meeting, but I'll quickly go through it again. Under Act 188, the procedure that the board will have to go through consists of three separate public meetings. Two of those meetings will be official public hearings. Those will have to be noticed both through publication to the people within the township as a whole, but also specific notices mailed to all the property owners within the proposed district. And the timing is spelled out in Act 188 and will have to be followed. The first of the three meetings is today. It's been noticed as required, and at the first meeting, the township board, if it so chooses, if it wants to continue down the path of establishing a special assessment district for the Cairn Highway sewer project, it'll have to adopt a resolution today, and in that resolution under Act 188, it will require for the next meeting that you direct performance engineering to come up with a final cost estimate, and that you set a time and a date for the first of the two public hearings, and that you tentatively establish the boundaries of the special assessment district and the parcels within it. So we've prepared a draft resolution that's been distributed. I've got here the exhibit referenced in that exhibit or that resolution that I'll pass down. It's a color version. You may have a black and white version that makes it a little easier to see the district. We've had big maps. There's one on the wall over here to our left but that's referenced in the draft resolution, and so I'm passing that out. I also have, if anyone would like it, an outline, and I don't remember if I passed this out to you at either of the informational meetings, but I have an outline of the three public meetings that will take place, the two public hearings. A total of five different resolutions will have to be adopted, the first of which I've referenced already today. I'll just pass these down as well so that you can see. We're at the second row in on this chart, which is the meeting number one, and there's the first resolution. So if you'd like to discuss this, I think the appropriate procedure would be to have someone make a motion to adopt the first resolution in the special assessment district process, get a second, and then there can be discussion among the board.
Thanks, Matt. Is there any board member who would like to move to adopt such a resolution?
Mike, don't you think you should have Shelley read this in? Oh.
Does she have to read it in?
Yeah, I think we need the entire, well, or whoever makes the motion. Someone needs to read it so that everyone, both on the record, the official record, and in the audience, know what it is that is being moved.
All right, I'll read the resolution. It's long. Resolution 2021-14, resolution to make preliminary determination and set hearing on establishing special assessment district. At a regular meeting of the Township Board of Elk Rapids Township, Antrim County, Michigan, held in Township on September 14, 2021, there were present Amos, Boisvert, Szymanski, Hultz, and Soper, absent none. Whereas Public Act 188 of 1954, Act 188, was enacted in part to provide the making of certain improvements by townships, to provide the levying of taxes, and provide for assessing the whole or part of the cost of improvements against property benefit. Further, Act 188 provides that the cost of engineering services and all expenses incident to the proceedings for the making and financing of the improvement shall be deemed to be part of the cost of the improvement. Whereas Section 1 of Act 188 provides that the sums required for the construction, improvement, and maintenance of storm or sanitary sewers may be defrayed by special assessment on the lands and premises in the township or townships to be benefited. Whereas Section 2, parentheses 1, Act 188 specifically authorizes the construction, improvement, and maintenance of storm or sanitary sewers. Whereas Section 4 of Act 188 provides that if the Township Board determines to proceed on the improvement, the Township Board shall cause to be prepared plans describing the improvement and the location of the improvement with an estimate of the cost for the improvement on a fixed or periodic basis. Upon receipt of the plans and estimate, the Township Board shall order the same to be filed with the Township Clerk and tentatively declare by resolution its intention to make the improvement and tentatively designate the special assessment district against which the cost of the improvement or a designated part of the improvement is to be assessed. The Township Board shall fix a day for a hearing on the estimate and on the question of creating a special assessment district and defraying the expenses of the special assessment district by special assessment on the property to be established to be especially benefited. Whereas the Township Board has received petitions of owners of more than 50% of the land area of the proposed special assessment district requesting the construction of certain public improvements. And whereas the Township Board deems it necessary that sewer mains complete with all appurtenant work, including manholes, connection services, and surface restoration be installed in certain streets or public or private easements to be acquired or portions thereof within the township and desires to determine the character of the improvement proposed to be made and to procure an estimate of cost with respect thereto. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the estimated cost and expenses of the improvement hereby accepted and is to be filed with the township clerk and be available for public inspection. Be it further resolved that this township board tentatively determines to make the following necessary public improvement in the township and determines the character of the improvement proposed to be made as follows. Karen Highway Sanitary Sewer, Special Assessment District Number 1, Pressure Sewer to Service Properties in the Karen Highway area, beginning at parcel number 0506010014-20 and 0506010014-10, and proceeding south down Karen Highway to the Elk Rapids Township line at parcel number 0506015036-00, and all of the properties along Spiria Drive. Be it further resolved that the cost and expenses of the improvement, according to the cost estimate prepared by Performance Engineering, Inc., be defrayed by special assessment against the property determined to be especially benefited thereby. Be it further resolved that the properties described in Exhibit A, which is attached hereto and made a part hereof, are deemed to be especially benefited by the local sanitary sewer service, that a special assessment district against which the cost of said project, together with related engineering and legal cost, shall be assessed is tentatively designated as those properties described on said Exhibit A. Be it further resolved that the Township Board shall meet at the Governmental Center at 315 Bridge Street, Elk Rapids, Michigan, at 6 o'clock p.m. on Monday, October 18th, 2021, to hold a public hearing on the cost estimate, the question of creating the Special Assessment District, and defraying the expenses of the Special Assessment District by special assessment on the property to be especially benefited, except property exempt from the collection of taxes under the General Property Tax Act, and to hear and consider objections, if any, to the cost estimate and the Special Assessment District therefore, and any other matters related thereto from persons interested in or liable to be assessed for the public improvement. Be it further resolved that notice of the public hearing shall be given by causing notice thereof to be published at least twice in the Elk Rapids News, a newspaper circulating in the township, with the first publication being at least 10 days prior to the hearing, and that the township clerk shall also give notice by first-class mail addressed to each owner or party in interest in property to be assessed at the address shown on the tax records at least 10 days prior to the hearing. Said notices shall state that the annual estimate of cost and expenses is on file with the township clerk for public examination and shall contain the description of the proposed special assessment district and shall state the time and place provided by this resolution to hear objections, if any, and shall state that any persons objecting to the public improvement shall file their objections thereto in writing with the township board at or prior to said hearing. And it's finally resolved that any resolution or other action of the township board heretofore taken, which is contrary to the terms of this resolution, is hereby rescinded and revoked. That's it.
Thank you, Shelley. All right. Is there any board member who would like to move and adopt such a resolution?
Yeah, I'll move to accept resolution 2021-14 as just read into the record.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Soper. Kelly, do
roll a call vote.
Roll call vote.
Well, if there's discussion, this would be the time. Okay. If anyone has discussion, I might make one point. There was a word referenced several times within this resolution that's tentative, that I just wanted to point out. This resolution allows you to continue the process through tentative approval. There are still going to be two public hearings where objectors can speak, and so this a vote in favor of this resolution is not the end of the decision on the special assessment. It's just a tentative approval.
Thanks, Matt. Okay, for board discussion, Mr. Holtz, do you have anything?
No, I'm good. The way it's written, I'm fine with that.
Mr. Soper?
Same for me.
Shelley?
I'm good.
You're good. Matt, I believe you're all set.
I'm all set, yep.
Mr. Derman?
I'm all set. I just, the date is in it, and it is a regular meeting on the certification, so.
Okay. Mr. Nix?
I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you. I'm fine also with it. Shelley, I do believe we need a roll call vote.
Right.
With Dorrance Amos being recused.
Recused, yep. Okay, roll call. Szymanski?
Yes.
Boisvert? Yes. Holtz?
Yes.
Soper?
Yes.
And we have Amos recused.
Okay, we do have the first public meeting date set up as, I believe, October the 18th at 6 o'clock?
Correct.
I do believe we're all set, right, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. Now the resolution 20-14 has been passed. I will return the meeting over back to Dorrance.
Thank you, Mike. We'll move on. Bass Lake Weed Control. Mike, I know you've been working on that, and we've had some equipment failures due to not being able to get into the water, but I'll let you kind of bring that up to speed.
Okay, just a brief history. Bass Lake, back in late 1998, had a 10-year special assessment district set up to collect funds from the property owners to do weed control. As the funds have been running low right now. There's about $8,000 left in the fund. The Bass Lake Association that set up the special, that petitioned the board to do a special district, has now disbanded, and what we have to do is to get those guys together. There's been spraying. We had a problem with a bunch of lily pads in there and a bunch of bogs or weeds or islands popping up. PLM tried to get their weed cutter in there, and they tried for hours, and apparently the lake, I believe, is too shallow. So they are having a real difficult time. I've contacted Mr. Crouch from the Nuisance Department of the State of Michigan to meet with us or give me a call so we can go out there and find out why. First of all, the lake is getting all these weeds in. And one thing that I have really, really noticed, if you drive around Torch Lake and Clam Lake, you will see where a sign where it says, don't fertilize. And I am just wondering if the people around Bass Lake have been fertilizing and contributing to the nutrients in the lake. Because I've seen some reports that the lake is rich in nutrients. So we are going to have a discussion and try to get with the Bass Lake Association again, that reforming, to go over and find out what they want to do.
But as of late, they have not found another way to approach the issue at hand.
Not yet. We're still working. PLM is still working on it.
And what the issue is some floating lily pads, basically.
Right, and there's some other
gross
islands popping up of who knows what they are. And it's affecting a lot of people's property, and they can't enjoy the lake as they would have liked to since they're on there. So,
in your estimation, when will the funding run out for that?
Probably within a year, 2 years maybe. Okay. If we don't have any major, if we can find a solution or how to get in there and get rid of those lily pads, we may run out. But I don't know what the cost is going to be yet.
Now, they can handle that on their own as an association, but what we did here
right.
was
what they need to do is petition us to set up a special assessment district to collect funds from the property owners to pay for this.
Or they could do it themselves by collecting.
Or they could do it themselves. But I think, I don't know, I have to check with Mr. Derman. I think if in such a district, the township board has to control the funds, or?
Well, if you if you establish an Act P, Public Act 188 district like you did last time, you can give them a copy of the last petition. And yep. if it is an SAD, yeah, you control the funds. But if they do it privately as an association, that's their business.
But when this when the funding runs out on this one, then we'd have to form another one. We can't They can't just extend this because we'd have to start collecting again.
This one ran out in 2008.
Yeah.
It's just they had extra funds, and Mike's been supervising the funds and paying the bills as they come through.
So basically, they need to probably get kind of busy if they're going to continue this, if they want us involved.
Yes.
Okay. So just, I think we need folks to know if they're wanting us to come back in, they're going to have to do just what Bill's talking about, and it might take some time to put together the district. So we, because then if you're going to take it from tax roll, that doesn't happen fast either.
We have a couple of people that are interested. I've been contacted with one individual. I gave her a list of all the property owners on Bass Lake, and the original assessment there was like 68. Now there's like 91. Okay, I'm in the process of drafting a letter to send out to all the owners to let them know that the contact person and let them know what the situation is.
I don't think your feelings would be hurt if they did it on their own.
Not at all.
Okay. So, I mean, it could go either way. It could be privately funded and operated, or they can come to us.
But it's just to let them know that the funds are running low. And it's, like I said, they've been collected since 1998 when they started, and this is 2021, so.
Yep. Well, we just wanted to bring it up so folks are aware of what's going on so that it doesn't abruptly come to an end.
Because twice a year they do a lake analysis of the water and any spraying that is needed. But we just want to find out why all of a sudden these lily pads start sprouting up. And I don't know if it's climate change, you know, but the runoff of all the water.
Does the board have anything further on Bass Lake? Okay. We'll move on to attorney's report, Bill.
Abbreviated attorney's report for this month is pending legislation. I've been reporting to you about the short-term rentals. I've not seen anything new reported from the MTA on this matter. It passed the, well, it preempts local zoning from control of short-term rentals in an R1 zone, but I haven't seen anything. I thought it was going to be voted on mid-August, but it has not been reported. Same with the mining bill, which strips the township's authority of oversight for road and sand and gravel mining. I have not seen any votes on that. Zoning ordinance amendments we've already handled. Now, I have nothing new on farmland and open space to report. District library, you've already heard all reports on that. There is a planning commission meeting tonight at 6:30, and I believe there's a ZBA meeting today at 3 p.m. variance request. The Freedom of Information Act, True North Law out of St. Louis, Missouri, once it was served at all townships in Antrim County. The townships responded, yeah, we will get you the information. Please send a deposit for half the estimated fees. Nobody's heard back from them that I know of. The Bailey case in Antrim County, which a property owner sued Antrim County for voting irregularities. The judge kicked it out of court. And all the townships in the county, again, were drawn into that case as non-party defendants because they wanted all the townships to appear at, it happened to be a township hall, Kearney Township Hall near Bel Air, with all their voting records so they could go through them and review them. The court also put a stay until that stopped that proceedings. Bailey lost at circuit court level. He has appealed August 10th. He appealed to the Court of Appeals, and I have nothing new to report on that matter.
Okay.
The fireworks ordinance is in effect. It's in the hands of Sheriff Bean to enforce. Marijuana, nothing new to report on that matter. You've been reading the paper. Whitewater Township is going through new regulations to establish, that's the closest township that has a marijuana approval. There still may be a pending lawsuit on that. Acme Township has approved it. It has, I believe, established several locations for it. That's all I have.
Okay. Matt, do you have anything to add to it?
No, I do not.
Okay. Are there any questions for either attorney? Okay, we'll move on. Board correspondence. I know, Shelley, you did receive, was it a letter?
Yes, I received a letter from Mr. Hutchins, sewer versus septic, and he wanted the board to see that, so I've included that in the packet. So, yep, that's what's there.
Okay. We'll move on to the Department of Treasury. We did finalize our AMAR audit, which I must say, Carlene scored all the points possible. She got a perfect score. And I guess that's a payoff of the last 4 years of reassessing and reappraising and the time and money that was spent to bring all of our properties up to speed. And of course, the AMAR doesn't just look at our appraisal and assessing process. It's all the meetings, the board review meetings, the notes, the records. They look at everything from the time of the meeting, how it's managed. And of course, going through COVID was a challenge because we had some different obstacles to overcome for those meetings for the board of review. So to get a perfect score was a pretty high achievement. So I think we're pretty happy to do that. And I know Carlene was pretty concerned about it because there isn't too many perfect scores given away on that one. Larry, I'm going to ask you about the driveway issue because I said to Shelley we might want to be able to take it off of the agenda going forward. I think it's kind of stopped.
The private road?
Yes.
Over south
Tobacco Pines Lane.
Yes. That has, I have not been contacted by the owner that I've been working with on that. I provided him with specifications of what he needed to do and how he had to certify what he was, the construction of the private road, and I have not heard from him. So I would assume that he's either dropped the issue or he's just not on hold at this point in time. So I don't think it needs to be held as an item on the township board at this time until he makes and approaches the board or myself again.
Okay. Very good. Next was from my correspondence at the cemetery. Obviously, everyone or anyone who has visited lately have noticed we've been doing some gravel work. And then when the storm went through, we lost quite a few trees. We've been trying to clean that up to the best of our ability at this point. The water will be getting shut off this month. Next year, we will be looking at trying to isolate the areas where we can supply water without the big leakage problem we've had this year. So just a heads up on that. I don't know if Shelley has anything further to
add. I do not.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier about the library discussion, Dick and I met with the village manager. We talked about the building. Dick did provide Brian with an updated building evaluation over the last few years. And I guess, Dick, I'd let you step in and kind of give an idea of what you're seeing. Matt was helping you as well. And we were doing the evaluation and working with Brian to, we've got an assessment we put on ourselves, in a sense, kind of a fund to maintain this building. And we were kind of sharing some thoughts with Brian on that and what we may need to address this year. Dick?
Right, just to clarify, this building and the library, two different, totally different issues. I have not been looking at the library building for any reason other than the maintenance, trying to help Nanette. Matt and I did a walk-around survey of this building. We have a compiled list of various maintenance things, some of which need to be done in the near future, and other things that are following my reserve study of 2019. I did provide Brian with a copy of my reserve study for his information and the memorandum I sent out with it. So Matt is going to crunch the list we made, add a few pictures, the show and tell part of it, and we'll have that available in the next week or so.
And I know one of the items that we brought up with Brian was the need for backup electricity for emergency, and he seemed to be supportive. We have a couple issues there. If this we'd have any type of major storm, this is a community center and a government center, that we just don't have any backup electric. So we're going to be looking at a generator purchase, which may be significant. But more than that, I know Shelley, with elections, if for any reason we wouldn't have power, that would create a kind of a hardship for Shelley to make everything work. So that's going to be probably one of the big expenses that I see going forward this year that we're going to want to address.
I have a call in to a contractor to come out and evaluate our needs in the next, you know, 7 to 10 days.
And I know Brian brought up the driveway or the parking lot area, and I know you are much closer to that. We're looking at some significant expense there if and when we do that.
Yes. It's a water issue, you know, on the east side of the parking lot that'll have to be addressed. So we've not taken any current cost estimates on that.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions for Dick on or Matt on the building? Okay. We'll move on.
I've got one last thing. Our township building, the Hertha building, Shelley just handed me a note this morning that the Friends of the Library reported that an elderly person fell on the ramp going into the side of the building. I believe it's on the east side. I will go over and look at that. Apparently there's some concrete grade separation issues, which should probably be taken care of promptly.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't speak further to that because I haven't looked at it, but I will look at it today.
Is there anything else? I know we haven't touched that lately. Anything else you're seeing?
No, I haven't. I walked the building a couple months ago. Painting and window maintenance is going to become a major issue in the next, you know, 12 to 15 months there. The windows have continued to decay.
Presently, it's not open now, is it? Or are they using
it? I believe it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
They had events there this weekend for the Friends, and I think there are some other rental dates that have already been picked up. So it's functioning again.
Okay. The last thing I have is I have been approached in the last few days from the 13 Ways Group, and I'm going to meet with a representative, I believe, tomorrow at 3 p.m. I don't know if any of the other parts of the board have been approached, but we'll see what happens there. I know Shelley was at a bike trail meeting yesterday. Was there anything?
Partially.
You wanted to mention about that?
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten there on time and heard a lot more of the meeting, but a lot of interesting people were there talking about the trails and trying to still get the trails from Acme to Elk Rapids. And from Maple Bay to Elk Rapids is the first segment that they're going to work on. So they had a lot of interesting people there that have worked with trails in other areas and other governments on how they handled that sort of thing. It was a good meeting, and I'm hoping to get more information on that stuff.
Okay. Does anyone on the board have anything else? Bill?
I made a mistake. Not the first. The Planning Commission meeting is not tonight. Larry corrected me. It's October 12th at 6:30 p.m., a month away, so on this thing. So.
But the ZBA is still?
ZBA is still this afternoon.
Yes, okay.
3 o'clock.
Okay. Mike?
As you all know, this is the last day to pay your taxes before the interest starts tomorrow.
Boo.
Someone knew you'd remind us, Mike.
Unfortunately, we will be open until 5 o'clock tonight. Instead of closing at 3, and there's a drop box out there, so in case you get there after 5, I'll be a little generous and won't charge you any interest if it's in there tomorrow morning when I get in there, because we do not accept postmarks anymore for summer or winter ones. I have all the mortgage companies have sent their checks in. They're just about all posted. So by tomorrow morning, if you look on BSNA online, you can see if your taxes have been paid or your checks been through me at least.
Okay. Anyone else? If not, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
public comment.